Skills for Care, Skills for Health. Code of Conduct for Healthcare Support Workers and Adult Social Care Workers in England. Funded by the Department of Health. Code of Conduct for Healthcare Support Workers and Adult Social Care Workers in England. As a healthcare support worker or an adult social care worker, you make a valuable and important contribution to the delivery of high-quality healthcare, care and support. Following the guidance set out in this Code of Conduct will give you the reassurance that you are providing safe and compassionate care of a high standard, and the confidence to challenge others who are not. The code will also tell the public and people who use health and care services exactly what they should expect from healthcare support workers and adult social care workers in England. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Be accountable by making sure you can answer for your actions or omissions. 2. Promote and uphold the privacy, dignity, rights, health and well-being of people who use health and care services and their carers at all times. 3. Work in collaboration with your colleagues to ensure the delivery of high-quality, safe and compassionate healthcare, care and support. 4. Communicate in an open and effective way to promote the health, safety and well-being of people who use health and care services and their carers. 5. Respect a person's right to confidentiality. 6. Strive to improve the quality of healthcare, care and support through continuing professional development. 7. Uphold and promote equality, diversity and inclusion. Purpose. This code is based on the principles of protecting the public by promoting best practice. It will ensure that you are working to standard, providing high-quality, compassionate healthcare, care and support. The code describes the standards of conduct, behaviour and attitude that the public and people who use health and care services should expect. You are responsible for, and have a duty of care to ensure that, your conduct does not fall below the standards detailed in the code. Nothing that you do or omit to do should harm the safety and well-being of people who use health and care services and the public. Scope. These standards apply to you if you are a healthcare support worker, including an assistant practitioner in England who reports to a registered nurse or midwife. Healthcare support workers reporting to other healthcare professionals are not currently included. Adult social care worker in England. This could either be in an independent capacity, for example as a personal assistant, for a residential care provider, or as a supported living, day support, or domiciliary care worker. The code does not apply to social work assistants. How does the code help me as a healthcare support worker or an adult social care worker? It provides a set of clear standards so you can be sure of the standards you are expected to meet, can know whether you are working to these standards or if you need to change the way you are working, can identify areas for continuing professional development, can fulfill the requirements of your role, behave correctly and do the right thing at all times. This is essential to protect people who use health and care services, the public and others from harm. How does the code help people who use health and care services and members of the public? The code helps the public and those who use health and care services to understand what standards they can expect of healthcare support workers and adult social care workers. The code aims to give people who use health and care services the confidence that they will be treated with dignity, respect and compassion at all times. How does this code help my employer? The code helps employers to understand what standards they should expect of healthcare support workers and adult social care workers. If there are people who do not meet these standards, it will help to identify them and their support and training needs. Glossary. You can find a glossary of terms and keywords at the end of this document. 1. Be accountable by making sure you can answer for your actions or omissions. Guidance statements. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Be honest with yourself and others about what you can do. Recognise your abilities and the limitations of your competence and only carry out or delegate those tasks agreed in your job description and for which you are competent. 2. Always behave and present yourself in a way that does not call into question your suitability to work in a health and social care environment. 3. Be able to justify and be accountable for your actions or your omissions, what you fail to do. 4. Always ask your supervisor or employer for guidance if you do not feel able or adequately prepared to carry out any aspect of your work, or if you are unsure how to effectively deliver a task. 5. Tell your supervisor or employer about any issues that might affect your ability to do your job competently and safely. If you do not feel competent to carry out an activity, you must report this. 6. Establish and maintain clear and appropriate professional boundaries in your relationships with people who use health and care services, carers and colleagues at all times. 7. Never accept any offers of loans, gifts, benefits or hospitality from anyone you are supporting or anyone close to them which may be seen to compromise your position. 8. Comply with your employer's agreed ways of working. 9. Report any actions or omissions by yourself or colleagues that you feel may compromise the safety or care of people who use health and care services. And if necessary, use whistleblowing procedures to report any suspected wrongdoing. 2. Promote and uphold the privacy, dignity, rights, health and well-being of people who use health and care services and their carers at all times. Guidance statements. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Always act in the best interests of people who use health and care services. 2. Always treat people with respect and compassion. 3. Put the needs, goals, and aspirations of people who use health and care services first, helping them to be in control and to choose the healthcare, care, and support they receive. 4. Promote people's independence and ability to self-care, assisting those who use health and care services to exercise their rights and make informed choices. 5. Always gain valid consent before providing healthcare, care and support. You must also respect a person's right to refuse to receive healthcare, care and support if they are capable of doing so. 6. Always maintain the privacy and dignity of people who use health and care services, their carers and others. 7. Be alert to any changes that could affect a person's needs or progress and report your observations in line with your employer's agreed ways of working. 8. Always make sure that your actions or omissions do not harm an individual's health or well-being. You must never abuse, neglect, harm, or exploit those who use health and care services, their carers, or your colleagues. 9. Challenge and report dangerous, abusive, discriminatory, or exploitative behaviour or practice. 10. Always take comments and complaints seriously. Respond to them in line with agreed ways of working and inform a senior member of staff. 3. Work in collaboration with your colleagues to ensure the delivery of high quality, safe, and compassionate healthcare care and support. Guidance statements. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Understand and value your contribution and the vital part you play in your team. 2. Recognise and respect the roles and expertise of your colleagues both in the team and from other agencies and disciplines, and work in partnership with them. 3. Work openly and cooperatively with colleagues, including those from other disciplines and agencies, and treat them with respect. 4. Work openly and cooperatively with people who use health and care services and their families or carers, and treat them with respect. 5. Honour your commitments, agreements, and arrangements, and be reliable, dependable, and trustworthy. 6. Actively encourage the delivery of high-quality healthcare, care and support. 4. Communicate in an open and effective way to promote the health, safety and well-being of people who use health and care services and their carers. Guidance statements. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Communicate respectfully with people who use health and care services and their carers in an open, accurate, effective, straightforward, and confidential way. 2. Communicate effectively and consult with your colleagues as appropriate. 3. Always explain and discuss the care, support, or procedure you intend to carry out with the person and only continue if they give valid consent. 4. Maintain clear and accurate records of the healthcare, care and support you provide. Immediately report to a senior member of staff any changes or concerns you have about a person's condition. 5. Recognise the extent and the limits of your role, knowledge and competence when communicating with people who use health and care services, carers and colleagues. 5. Respect people's right to confidentiality. Guidance statements. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Treat all information about people who use health and care services and their carers as confidential. 2. Only discuss or disclose information about people who use health and care services and their carers in accordance with legislation and agreed ways of working. 3. Always seek guidance from a senior member of staff regarding any information or issues that you are concerned about. 4. Always discuss issues of disclosure with a senior member of staff. 6. Strive to improve the quality of healthcare care and support through continuing professional development. Guidance statements. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Ensure up-to-date compliance with all statutory and mandatory training in agreement with your supervisor. 2. Participate in continuing professional development to achieve the competence required for your role. 3. Carry out competence-based training and education in line with your agreed ways of working. 4. Improve the quality and safety of the care you provide with the help of your supervisor and a mentor if available, and in line with your agreed ways of working. 5. Maintain an up-to-date record of your training and development. 6. Contribute to the learning and development of others as appropriate. 7. Uphold and promote equality, diversity, and inclusion. Guidance statements. As a healthcare support worker or adult social care worker in England, you must 1. Respect the individuality and diversity of the people who use health and care services, their carers, and your colleagues. 2. not discriminate or condone discrimination against people who use health and care services, their carers, or your colleagues. 3. Promote equal opportunities and inclusion for people who use health and care services and their carers. 4. Report any concerns regarding equality, diversity, and inclusion to a senior member of staff as soon as possible. Glossary of terms. Accountable. Accountability is to be responsible for the decisions you make and answerable for your actions. Agreed ways of working. Includes policies and procedures where these exist. They may be less formally documented among individual employers and the self-employed. Best interests. The Mental Capacity Act 2005 sets out a checklist of things to consider when deciding what's in a person's best interests. Care and support. Care and support enables people to do the everyday things like getting out of bed, dressed, and into work, cooking meals, seeing friends, caring for our families, and being part of our communities. It might include emotional support at a time of difficulty or stress, or helping people who are caring for a family member or friend. It can mean support from community groups or networks. For example, giving others a lift to a social event. It might also include state-funded support, such as information and advice, support for carers, housing support, disability benefits, and adult social care. Collaboration. The action of working with someone to achieve a common goal. Compassion. Descriptions of compassionate care include dignity and comfort, taking time and patience to listen, explain, and communicate, demonstrating empathy, kindness, and warmth. Care centered around an individual person's needs, involving people in the decisions about their healthcare, care, and support. Competence. The knowledge, skills, attitudes, and ability to practice safely and effectively without the need for direct supervision. Competent. Having the necessary ability, knowledge, or skill to do something successfully. Continuing professional development. This is the way in which a worker continues to learn and develop throughout their careers, keeping their skills and knowledge up to date and ensuring they can work safely and effectively. Dignity covers all aspects of daily life, including respect, privacy, autonomy, and self-worth. While dignity may be difficult to define, what is clear is that people know when they have not been treated with dignity and respect. Dignity is about interpersonal behaviours as well as systems and processes. Discriminate. Discrimination can be the result of prejudice, misconception, and stereotyping. Whether this behaviour is intentional or unintentional does not excuse it. It is the perception of the person discriminated against that is important. Diversity. Celebrating differences and valuing everyone. Diversity encompasses visible and non-visible individual differences and is about respecting those differences. Effective. To be successful in producing a desired or intended result. Equality. Being equal in status, rights, and opportunities. Inclusion. Ensuring that people are treated equally and fairly and are included as part of society. Mentor. Mentoring is a work-based method of training using existing experienced staff to transfer their skills informally or semi-formally to learners. Omission. To leave out or exclude. Promote. to support or actively encourage. Respect. To have due regard for someone's feelings, wishes, or rights. Self-care. This refers to the practices undertaken by people towards maintaining health and well-being and managing their own care needs. It has been defined as the actions people take for themselves, their children, and their families to stay fit and maintain good physical and mental health, meet social and psychological needs, prevent illness or accidents, care for minor ailments and long-term conditions, and maintain health and well-being after an acute illness or discharge from hospital. That quote from Self-Care, A Real Choice, Self-Care Support, A Practical Option, published by Department of Health, 2005. Uphold. To maintain a custom or practice. Valid consent. For consent to be valid, it must be given voluntarily by an appropriately informed person who has the capacity to consent to the intervention in question. This will be the patient, the person who uses health and care services, or someone with parental responsibility for a person under the age of 18. Someone authorised to do so under a lasting power of attorney, LPA, or someone who has the authority to make treatment decisions as a court-appointed deputy. Agreement where the person does not know what the intervention entails is not consent. Well-being. A person's well-being may include their sense of hope, confidence, self-esteem, ability to communicate their wants and needs, ability to make contact with other people, ability to show warmth and affection, experience and showing of pleasure or enjoyment. Whistleblowing. Whistleblowing is when a worker reports suspected wrongdoing at work. Officially, this is called making a disclosure in the public interest and may sometimes be referred to as escalating concerns. You must report things that you feel are not right, are illegal, or if anyone at work is neglecting their duties. This includes when someone's health and safety is in danger, damage to the environment, a criminal offence, that the company is not obeying the law, like not having the right insurance, or covering up wrongdoing. Acknowledgements. The code was adapted from original work developed in partnership by NHS Wales, the National Leadership and Innovation Agency for Healthcare, NLIAH, and the Welsh Government, and published online at http://www.wales.nhs.uk/sites+/829/page/49729. The code was adapted from original work developed in partnership by NHS Education Scotland, NHS Scotland, and the Scottish Government, and published online at http://www.healthworkerstandards.scott.nhs.uk/pages/PROF/CURUNREG.htm. Published by Skills for Care and Skills for Health. Skills for Care, Westgate, 6 Grace Street, Leeds, LS1, 2RP. www.skillsforcare.org.uk. Skills for Health, 1st Floor, Goldsmiths House, Broad Plain, Bristol, BS2, OJP. www.skillsforhealth.org.uk. Copyright Skills for Care and Skills for Health, 2013. Copies of this work may be made for non-commercial distribution. Any other copying requires the permission of the publishers. Skills for Care is the employer-led strategic body for workforce developments in social care for adults in England. It is part of the Sector Skills Council, Skills for Care and Development. Skills for Health is the employer-led authority on workforce development and skills for the health sector. It is the licensed Sector Skills Council for Health. Bibliographic reference data for Harvard Style Author Date Referencing System. Short reference skillsforcare/skillsforhealth or SFC/SFH 2013. Long reference Skills for Care and Skills for Health Code of Conduct for Healthcare Support Workers and Adult Social Care Workers in England. www.skillsforcare.org.uk and www.skillsforhealth.org.uk.